Hey, welcome in everybody to PartsCounterGuru.com. Another podcast for you today. I got my good friend Keith. We're here to talk about some gadgets that are out there available for dad or me, anybody. I'm a dad, so please feel free to, you know, purchase one of these items and send it my way. How about you, Keith? Did you find something? You find anything?
Yeah. Yeah. So you're gonna let me go first?
You can. Yeah, sure. Why not? Let me follow you.
So we're talking about here's where my head is. Good guy gifts, dads included, that are good for our audience, right? So you like to mess around a little bit under the hood, or, you know, on your motorcycle or your weed eater, or, you know, what have you. Tinkerers, right?
You do like those weed eaters, don't you?
Man, it's become a theme, hasn't it? Mechanically inclined. So the gearheads, if you will. So one of my favorite, and by the way, we'll put links to some, if not all, of this stuff in the comments. Let's put a link on the website too. So go to
PartsCounterGurus.com and we'll put easy the list access. A lot of the stuff might be available on Amazon.
Yeah.
Or you can buy direct.
Although we are not getting paid. So this is all. Yeah.
Not yet, anyway.
I like the OBD2 Bluetooth dongle. Am I saying that right? OBD2?
Yeah.
And it looks like this. Now, this one's wired, but the Bluetooth one I like a whole lot better because it's wireless. And when we're talking about OBD, it's your data port in your car. This connects to that. And so here's what that'll do for you. If you're having any sort of check engine light, as I bump the mic, you can plug this in and run an app on your computer or your phone or your tablet, and it'll read the codes for you. Now, if you're running Android, there's a I think it's called Torque is one of the favorite apps. And if you have a Ford, there's a product called Forescan, and that'll run on Windows or Mac. I don't know if they have a Mac version. They definitely have a smartphone version. And there are various ones out there, but the dongle itself, they run anywhere from $15 to $30. It just kind of depends on quality. They're Bluetooth, so it'll connect wirelessly. And some of these apps will actually, now this is comes with a little bit of a warning, but you can do some engine tuning with them as well as code reading. It's just a good all-around device to have. If you've I've had one, and I've been through three or four cars now, and I just use it on every car, and I'll go if there's a code, and I can go check it, or, you know, mess around with tuning. So that would be on Keith's list of gifts for less than $50, easily. That if you've got a guy that's interested in any sort of mechanical project, it's a good gift. Now, if the guy can't change his own oil, probably not a good gift, but
definitely not. Yeah, you have to have some skills to use these items. Now, Keith, what is the name of this particular gadget? Is there a brand name to it?
No, they're all just coming out of China. I mean, it's a
okay. All right.
If you go on Amazon and you search for OBD2 Bluetooth dongle, you will find bunches of them. We'll recommend one, but, you know, you're just looking for a good star rating. You know, a lot of 500 people or so.
Yeah, I found one, and I actually shared a post on our Facebook page, Parts Counter Guru. It's a brand name, Fixd, FIXD.
Okay.
And probably looking at about $60 a piece right now. They got a sale going on.
Ooh, that's pricey.
Some things you need to know about these things, though, is that particularly these things don't work on every year. So if I remember correctly, it's any vehicle 1996 and later. Is that right, Keith?
Well, so that's a very interesting. That's a good point, and you've actually taken us into the weeds a little bit, which is important on this. passenger cars. So this was a federal regulation in terms of the code reading. A lot of states use it for their emissions inspection. So the federal government in the United States gradually eased this in, meaning it started with passenger cars. And I think you're right. I think it was 96, somewhere in
96,
there.
96, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got a 99 three-quarter ton Ford truck. It has the port, and you can plug into it and it works, but it is the onboard computer itself in the truck is not OBD2 compliant. So it's like they put the connectors in, but didn't get all the stuff in until the year later. So
wiener.
Yeah. So in general, 2000 or newer, I would say you'd be safe on any passenger cars. Now, look, man, if you're driving a dump truck and you're dumb enough to hook this thing up, you're on your own, bro. I warned you.
Right. So, yeah, you got to know your vehicle. I mean, there takes a level of knowledge when you're using these things. You know, and honestly, even if you don't have this gadget, let's make this point too, Keith, that, you know, for a person like myself or yourself, you like these things because you like to stay in tune with your vehicle. You like to know what's going on. If a check engine light comes on, you can find out firsthand what's going on instead of having to take it to a garage and have them read the scan, you know, scan it for the code to tell you what's wrong with it. Now,
well,
that's usually about a $100 bill.
Yeah, and there's no guarantee if you take it to the service center that they're actually going to do what you're paying them to do, which is another podcast where we get the fun of tech repair.
That's right. No doubt.
Oh, hey, right. Your problem is this, but we can't fix it.
But that'll be $100.
So anyway, one other thought. If you're not into buying these things or you don't want to own this, you're not, you know, savvy enough to use one of these, there are a lot of free services out there. You can go to a lot of your major auto parts store chains and they do have those readers on site.
Yeah.
You know, along with a number of other free services.
And make friends with the guys, man. That's kind of the key. I mean, if you don't, you know, it's a free service, so you got to wait till they're done with their counter work. You know, don't just push, hey, man, I need you to come out and read my codes for me. I got a check engine light on. I've been waiting in line. Yeah, don't. Just the little tact goes a long way. So,
yeah.
So what's on your list, Jay? Give me one of yours.
I saw this thing and it's real neat, and it gives you the opportunity. Oh, by the way, I'm getting blown up over here. Our audience is going crazy, Keith. You hearing this?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So anyway, about 2 years ago.
Sorry.
That's okay. I like the drums. I'm a Buddy Rich fan. So anyway, about 2 or 3 years ago, I was in the market to purchase a new ride. And I test drove a particular vehicle, and one of the features on it was a heads-up display built into the vehicle. Well, it added a lot of money to the bottom line of the price, and I just didn't feel it was worth it. And I figured there would be some technology out there that would help me out if I really wanted to go for something like that. So there is a gadget out there that will turn your cell phone into a heads-up display. It fits right on your dash, right in front of your steering wheel. This thing's for under $40. The reviews are fantastic. It gives you a brilliant display. So I don't know about you guys. You know, if you're in that traffic that we talked about in past podcasts where you have all these idiots around you and you can't take your hands off the steering wheel or your eyes off the road, but you got to see what's going on, it'd be handy for you.
Yeah.
And so, plus it's fun.
So
makes your car look
for those
cool.
of you that don't know what a heads-up display is, or HUD, it will project information onto usually your windshield or right in front of your windshield. And the idea behind it is that your eyes never really leave the plane of perception. In other words, you're not looking down at your phone or not even looking down at the dash console, you know, on like where your speedometer is. So they're kind of, well, years ago, it was any sci-fi film that wanted to show kind of a futuristic vehicle had them. We're kind of there now. And so you can customize to some degree with some of these things what specifics you want to see on the screen. So, like, speed, RPMs. If you're using your cell phone, and I the ones that I've seen, it will put on that HUD, like, a call, incoming call information. So, you Correct. Never have to look down at it. Even at the little radio console, if you've had, like, Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, you just right. keep looking right at the windshield.
It's like it was really handy for the navigation side on your phone. That's what's really handy is if you don't have a navigation screen built into your vehicle or you don't have a mount for your phone, this comes in really handy for that. I think it's a cool little piece, and we'll put a link up on our website for you to take a look at it. The brand on that is a VIZR. So,
okay.
But anyway, it gets really high ratings.
I got a question for you. You did an article on partscounterguru.com. How many times am I going to step on the name of our website? You did an article on our website, and this was a month or two back, and you talked about active fuel management for GM cars, trucks. Yep. I think it was mostly trucks. Anyway, they have a dongle, and it's similar to it is an OBD port dongle, just like the ones I was. It's not a code reader though. It's designed to you leave it in the port. You know more about this than I do, but it was something that you had a lot of experience with. If you have a and folks, you need to go read that article on partscounterguru.com. Just search for active fuel management. But if you have an interest in changing your Chevy truck or GM truck over, so basically you're just what does it do, Jay?
It changes it to full-time V8.
Yep. Okay. So it keeps it from shutting off.
You got it.
You're preventing power loss.
That is correct.
This is controversial, but a lot of guys say that the added fuel efficiency of that active, that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to save gas, and it's really not.
And it's really insignificant. Yeah. In the scheme of things, it's really insignificant. As a matter of fact, GM had some engine platforms, and I believe it was the 4.8 liters, and I'll double check that. But they completely got rid of the active fuel management on those.
Good, yeah.
And the repair was a replacement of a camshaft and going with just the standard hydraulic roller lifters in there instead of the active fuel management lifter. So a lot of people have a lot of stress over those things, and you got to be very careful. We had pointed it out. It's an oil pressure issue. You need to be paying attention to the oil pressure on these vehicles.
Yep. So
which do not go below 21 pounds.
So again, check that out on our website. But if you have a dad or a husband or a brother or, you know, wife that drives a GM truck and you're at all interested in tinkering around with that active fuel management, there, and we've seen them on Amazon. You can buy the dongle to shut it off. They're not that expensive. They're less than $100. And we'll put a link for one.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good to bring that up, Keith.
Oh, and by the way, you know, some people are into chains to attach their, you know, chains for your wallet, right? Bikers got to have my wallet on a chain, right? Man purse or yeah, whatever. Right?
I'm guilty. Right. I have one of those chains, Keith.
I forgo all that. I got a chain for my coffee mug here. That's
well,
hardcore,
speaking
man.
Of chains, speaking of chains and keys, there was another little gadget that I found I thought was pretty cool. And I think most guys can relate to this. I'm sure women do too. However, they carry around purses, and let's face it, men do not carry large purses, and but, however, there are some European bags that you can wear. Do you have one, Keith?
That's not mine. I'm just, yeah.
Anyway, they work. Anyway, for those guys that don't, and they like to keep their keys in their pocket, but you have a ton of them, and you don't want them hanging off your hip, for under $20, there is a item called Key Smart. And I don't know, most of you guys, our audience is, surely you're aware of an Allen wrench key set. And it's you know, folds out each size per size, right?
Yep.
It's a pivot.
Yep.
Yep. Nice handy little gadget. Well, this gadget allows you to put your keys in the same manner and closes up into one piece like so and slips down into your pocket. That out there as well. And again, it's called Key Smart and it's under $20. And I want one, Keith.
All right. Noted.
I expect it in my stocking this year.
So I do have actually some stuff on the way to you, but that's not in it. We'll talk about that off the air. I've got one for you. Now this is a favorite of mine. This ties into one of our previous podcasts. This is a big topic right now. It's the holidays. It's winter in most parts of the United States. Among other things, the driving gets a little bit more, should we say, interesting this time of year.
Right. Very interesting.
So these have been out for a few years. They were a hot trend a couple years ago, but the quality in the technology wasn't there yet. It is now there, and that is a dash cam. And I love these. And here, the reason that I love them, and you can get them in HD now, and they're really great. And one of the reasons that I am a huge fan of these is because if and when accidents happen, it becomes kind of a feeding frenzy between insurance companies. And I have personally experienced, how should we say, less than honorable stories being told to the officer writing up the accident report. Nothing beats video proof. Nothing. Okay. And you can say what you want, but if I pull out the dash cam footage and it turns out you're lying, then you're paying, bro. So I like the dash cams for that reason, because it's a nice little added insurance policy. They don't cost that much. I mean, they run, don't get one of the cheapy ones, you know, go middle of the road. They run somewhere between $50 and $300. You can get a reasonably good one for $100, $150. And it's a really cool gift, you know, and,
yes, I actually need to have one as well. You have one, don't you? You have one.
I do. I do. And so I don't use it for this, but you see a lot of people now, if you go on the internet or YouTube, they use them for traffic stops. Like, they'll literally take that thing into court and go, I didn't run the light. Here's the footage.
Yeah.
You know, or, and this happened to my wife, let's just say a less than desirable experience in the officer's behavior during the stop. And if you got that thing rolling, I mean, they got cameras, you can have cameras, be careful with that, but it protects you if you ever need proof. Just don't be a jerk about it.
True. And if you are filming someone, you need to let them know that you are. I mean that's by all rights, you must do that. So even a police officer, you know, let them know they're being filmed. So it could certainly change the attitude very quickly.
Oh, I guarantee you it'll change it right away when you do that. So go ahead. Sorry.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'll say, you know, that technology has been used in other parts of the world for a long time. All these videos that you're seeing on YouTube and Facebook and that are being posted, all these cool crashes and stuff that thankfully nobody's hurt. Some of the plane crashes that were caught, how about that? You know,
yeah.
You've seen some of those major air disasters that were actually caught on camera. So, but at the end of the day, it's not solely for that purpose. It is to protect you in the end. So get one.
Yeah. You know, and you never know, and this is the honest to God truth, when you might pull into a drive-through and witness some highly entertaining activity that you might want to then just recant on some social media somewhere and show your friends. I mean, I'm just, you know, not
true,
that that's happened to me personally.
Right.
So do you have any, you know, Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, you were speaking of the time of the year, the crazies out there. You know, it could come in handy to send in to say like a media outlet, your local news affiliate that's having a hard time getting to a location. You could be go-to or a medium for them to get word out in certain situations. So there's so many things you can use those for.
And by the way, if you do happen to capture any, now please be use some sense here. Don't cause accidents or risk getting in an accident by taking pictures or video. But if you've got good footage from your dash cam that's entertaining and you want to send it our way, go to partscounterguru.com. There's a contact page where you can drop us a note and send us a link to that video. We'll put it. If they're appropriate and not age restrictive, we'll put them up. We'll retweet them.
We'll review it we'll review it and look at it and put it out there. So
sure.
Yeah, we'll give you credit. We'll give you credit.
What else you got? You got anything else?
Yeah, actually, I know you're going to be surprised, Keith, but I don't own one of these, and they've been out for a while, but they keep getting better and better. I don't know a person out there that wouldn't want to have in their possession like a military grade tactical flashlight. I don't have one. I think they're great.
Yeah.
TC1200 is a good one. Over 1200 lumens, extremely bright, probably one of the brightest flashlights out on the market. So, the price is not too expensive. It's under $50. That's another gadget. It's not something new, but it's improved.
Yeah, so. They are definitely improved in a couple ways. They've gotten smaller and brighter. And so
right.
And they've gotten inexpensive enough that now I've just run around and I just throw one in all of our car. Like I've just, bought one for every car and throw them in there. And that way I'm not moving flashlights in between cars. And there are, you've got one, it sounds like you're ready to link. I've got a couple I can add to that.
I think so. And we can give varieties of it, for the technicians that are, working in, less desirable lighting, in a shop.
Yeah.
They also have some really good headsets out there that you can wear. That way your hand's free and you can work under a car or even nighttime. I mean, those things are so handy. So.
Yep. Agreed.
So anyway, that's my input on some neat gadgets out there. We'll revisit this. We'll have another one and bring up some more gadgets after Christmas. Maybe a after Christmas sale.
Oh, yeah. This actually might be a good one. I've got one more, and this might be better for after Christmas. This is more of a Christmas for you, like you're going to get yourself a little something. But I'm going to it's been a while now. I want to say 5 years, roughly. Apple and Google both announced car integration, and a lot of the automotive manufacturers came out. I'm progressively getting up into the more expensive gifts here as we've gone through the podcast, but they announced, hey, we're going to start working with the car manufacturers, and we're going to make your smartphones directly compatible with those vehicles. So Ford was one of the early adopters. Apple has CarPlay, and Google has Android Auto. And when you are looking to buy a newish car, that's something that you might look for because they do tell you, if it has it or not. If you love your car and you don't want to spend money on a new car, or you would like to have that tech, but you don't want to give up your current automobile, I've got good news for you. The aftermarket stereo manufacturers have now started to, and this has been going on for a couple of years. It's gotten really good. We're there. You can go get an Apple CarPlay or an Android Auto enabled aftermarket radio, and there's some good ones. Whatever your favorite brand is, Kenwood, Alpine, I think Clarion, Pioneer, all have versions of those two, and some of them do both. Right, so. Yes. If, like, let's say your wife has an iPhone and you have an Android-based phone, it would accomplish both of those. So if you don't know anything about this technology, the cool part about it is it's designed to basically be a larger screen and a simplified version of the screen that's on your phone while you're driving. So it'll put it on your car radio display. And there's certain things it won't let you do, like you're not going to be able to actually text on your phone when you're driving. But it's voice controlled, so you can send messages. The Maps integration is huge. That's a big one. But then streaming music like Pandora or Spotify.
XM.
Or, yeah.
XM, Sirius XM. I rented a car recently, Keith, and was surprised at how well they worked.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, behind the counter at the rental car dealer, they asked me if I wanted to upgrade for the Sirius XM satellite radio. Hey, there's a plug there, Sirius. Anyway.
Hang on.
And, of course, I refused that.
Stern calling on the other line. Sorry, go ahead.
Howard? Anyway, it synced up, no problem. And lo and behold, I could use my cell phone with my XM app.
Yeah.
And it worked flawlessly. Sounded great.
So now these head units, as they're called, they're, you know, they're pricey. They run anywhere from $300 to over $1,000. It's going to really come down to how many features you want on it. But if you want to get into a smartphone-enabled radio, that's your price range. You know, you're going to be able to start in the low end at about $300-ish. And just look at the reviews, you know. But you can do it. And you can, you know, nice little winter garage project for you. Swap out the radio. Get yourself a modern CarPlay or Android Auto.
Yeah, and it's a perfect thing. If you have a smartphone, it's worth the money to get out of your smartphone what it's, you know, what it's capable of doing.
Sure.
So you know, it beats the heck out of, you know, buying a new car with all the technology when you can put a radio in and have those same features. So that's a good point. Good bring to the table on that. Yeah, I like that.
I show up, man. I show up ready
you
to
do.
Play.
You're like guns a-blazing, man.
Yeah.
So
personal.
So anyway, yeah.
It's not mine, people.
All right, why don't you tell them a little about how they can reach us and some of the fun things that we got going on our website.
All right, thanks. So, yeah, first of all, the website is partscounterguru.com. The absolute best thing that you could do for us right now, it's not going to cost you a dime. Not going to cost you a dime, but this is honestly would be a huge help to us, is go find our YouTube channel. It's Parts Counter Gurus. Or go to our website, and there's a link to the videos, and subscribe. Or tell a friend about the podcast. Help us grow our network. Go, if you like what you hear, if you think it's funny, or if you don't like what you hear, but you know somebody that would, feel free to pass along the podcast. Tell them about the podcast. Tell them about the website, partscounterguru.com. Podcast is called Parts Counter Gurus. Beyond that, we've got a social media following, facebook.com/partscountergurus. We would like you to become a fan on our website at partscountergurus.com/fan. If you sign up there, we will keep you up to date on what's going on, what's coming up, some insider stuff. And we're going to do Amazon gift card drawings every 250 subscriptions. So you're in a pretty small, pretty good odds there of winning a gift card. We will cut that off at every 250. So every 250 fans, partscounterguru.com/fan, sign up. I stepped on it. I stepped
sign
on the
up.
Website again, man. How many times? How
That's
many times?
Okay. Hey, it'll roll off the tongue.
All right. What did I forget?
I don't think you forgot anything, really, Keith.
Patreon.
But
patreon.com/partscountergurus.
That's it.
We want all the patrons we can get. If you want to contribute, please.
Yep.
Contribute. Yeah. If you like what you see, if you like what you're hearing, and you want to see more, we need you. And if you see us on Facebook, like the page, share the page, comment on the page. We don't care. Click, click, click. same way on our website, man. just go to our website, sign up for the fun stuff that we got given away, and you're going to be entered in a draw.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And if you don't like what you're seeing, you can we've got you covered there too. Go to the website, partscounterguru.com. Use the contact us. Tell us what you'd like to see different. Tell us what you'd like to see. If there's something you want to hear about, you know, we'll listen. We prefer to give that priority to our Patreon patrons, but drop us a note. You know, maybe we'll read it on the air.
Oh, you never know.
So is that it? You good?
I think so, yeah. I want to give everybody a happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody. Until next time. I am Keith. That is Jay. Remember to park in between the lines and put the shopping carts back in the cart corrals, people. Series. I mean, come on, man. I mean,
poor jackers.
Guy at the local department store the other day. When those DNA tests come back, I'm gonna have all the proof I need to come after you, buddy.